This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that will make changes to the way schools deal with bullying and will create a new method for teaching suicide prevention.
This deals with bullying. It further defines what bullying is.
This is regarding the suicide prevention and awareness portion of the bill.
House Bill 1583 was given final Missouri Senate passage on May 9th. It was signed into law on June 3rd. The measure modifies several provisions relating to student safety. During Missouri Senate debate, Bill Handler, Senator Eric Schmidt of Glendale, told his colleagues it has taken a long time to get to this point.
But I think has addressed a lot of the concerns or issues that have been raised over the last few years. But I do think that this is something that everybody's worked on the last couple years, and this is the product.
Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis adds she's glad this proposal can finally become reality.
It would be really, really great for those individuals who are very concerned about suicide on campus and suicide prevention overall. You know, this is dear to my heart because my mom committed suicide.
It was also on May 9th when Senator Jill Troop of Creve Coeur added an amendment that mirrors language contained in her Senate Bill 646.
While it's not a technical change, it is just a clarifying structure to make this bill match the bill that has been approved many, many times and unanimously in this body.
House Bill 1583 will become law on August 28th. Since the regular session ended on May 13th, the governor has signed several measures, including Senate Bill 624, which modifies the crimes of stealing and fraudulent procurement of a credit or a debit device, Senate Bill 660, which modifies provisions of law relating to bidding procedures for county depositaries, Senate Bill 838, which allows the court to order a wireless service provider to transfer the rights of a wireless telephone number to a petitioner under certain circumstances, House Bill 1443, which modifies provisions relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System, House Bill 1530, which modifies the law relating to unemployment compensation benefits, House Bill 1593, which modifies provisions relating to proceedings against defaulting collectors, and House Bill 1721, which changes the laws regarding credit union supervision so that audits are consistent with federal standards. Other measures that have been signed or vetoed, including all of the appropriations measures for fiscal year 2017, were done so before the second regular session of the 98th General Assembly came to a close. The last day for legislation to be signed or vetoed will be July 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.